It looks as though Milwaukee County Parks will finally have a permanent director. Late last week, County Executive Chris Abley appointed longtime Parks employee Guy Smith. Smith first needs the green light from the Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee at a Tuesday morning meeting, and then will require the full Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors' blessing.
Smith has experience at several levels within the parks. He joined the department in 2004, starting as trails coordinator. He quickly grew into supervision and management and transitioned to several roles within the department, including deputy regional manager of land resources and chief of operations. And when John Dargle resigned late last November, Smith was tapped to fill in as interim director.
Abley later named Jim Sullivan of the county's Child Support Services Department to top the park's post, but that idea faced stiff opposition and was withdrawn, putting Guy Smith back into the interim director role. Lake Effect's Susan Bentz sat down with Smith to talk about some of his priorities heading into the job. They met last Friday at Jacobus Park, where a traveling beer garden was being set up for the weekend.
So is this your dream job, or is it too soon to know?
No, this would be my dream job. I actually, it'll be 14 years that I've been here at Milwaukee County Parks in July. And I had always wanted to work in Milwaukee County Parks. My brother Chad is 12 years older than I am, so he went to Marquette for undergrad and actually grad school. But I grew up visiting him. So we'd go on the lakefront, we'd use the Oak Leaf Trail, and we'd go to Milwaukee County Parks all the time. So I've always been in the natural resource industry from a very young age, and worked for Dane County Parks all during college, worked for the Forest Service right after college, and I had been applying, frankly, to come here. And I actually got my first call for an interview for a forestry worker right around the graduation point and from college. However, I had already committed to go to the Forest Service. So I did my stint in the Forest Service, applied again, and was able to eventually get hired here in 2004, in July of 2004. So this is really a dream job.
So looking back at your Forest Service years, is that in a way an influence in how you approach this job, or is that very remote and very different?
So the experience that I got by working in the Forest Service, I think really propelled me, that training propelled me to be able to work here at Milwaukee County. The thing that I realized, though, is that although I very much love nature, I very much like people. And I felt that I wasn't able to make that great connection because Forest Service, although there's great people I worked with and great customers, it's a really large expanse. And so it's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres. And here, we're very blessed in Milwaukee County to have over 15,500 acres. But you have that urban, suburban, and even rural parks feel that we have. But yet you have that interaction with so many different people. And so that was kind of my draw here, is that I'm able to have kind of best of both worlds, to have that really cool community, and then also have that great resource in the parks.
So this job as director of Milwaukee County Parks is a huge honor, but it's also a big challenge. Deferred maintenance, for one.
Absolutely.
Just to start with.
Yeah. You are absolutely right. There are a lot of challenges or also opportunities, depending on how you look at it. But yes, deferred maintenance, certainly making sure that we maximize our revenue options. I think we have had some really good partners, corporate partners, as well as friends groups, also volunteers and other creative things that help make things work. But we definitely, want to come together and find a way to help to address a lot of the maintenance and deferred maintenance issues.
So do you think has there been a really sort of deliberate big conversation around those issues? In other words, some people worry, on one hand, we have to tackle this deferred maintenance. We have to look to the future of the parks for accessibility for everybody. On the other hand, people have different opinions about that. And you've got business, you've got individuals, you've got parks friends. Do you envision trying to have conversations, and not just one, two, or three, but a bunch to get deep into this?
I think that's a fair question, and yes, I think there's going to have to be a lot of conversations, and there's a lot of stakeholders. I'm optimistic that myself as the director, can work closely with the legislative and executive branches together. Also work with our budget staff, but then working with the community to really try to derive the best solution. And sometimes you got to think outside of the box. It's all right to reach out to other communities, municipalities within our own region and beyond to, ask, are there ways we can work together? I'll use an example that I have found to be very helpful is that MPS Recreation, City MKE Parks, so the city parks, and Milwaukee County Parks, we've been meeting on a quarterly basis and actually sharing best management practices, but also developing planning strategies. So Milwaukee County, we're working on our 2050 Parks and Open Space Plan with Sewer PAC. MPS Rec has been working on updating some of their strategic planning and equity planning. And City MKE has been working on some innovative things too. So what we're trying to do is look at where are there some gaps, are there duplication of services, are there things that we can work together on? And I think that's a really cool thing and something that we should be doing. And I think the leadership and the staff are open to it. So, MPS Rec is great because they provide some of the programmatic things in our parks that say we, the county, don't provide, but they're doing a playground program in several of our parks. I think it's just even some of those things where maybe it just seems a no-brainer, but that are coming together. And so I think that's a really good start.
So one of the debates, perhaps more recently, is the idea of the pay to park at county parks. What's your opinion on that idea? And, how do you feel about user fees in general?
Well, I think it is a fine line on what we want to provide, and I feel we do provide, is access to all. Obviously, our own residents and folks within the county, but anyone, visitors, tourists, etc. So we want to be able to provide that at low cost, and some of our things are no cost. It is hard to balance, with our difficult financial times. How is that the best way to work? And I think what it is back to your earlier question about those discussions. And I think those discussions where we have everyone at the same table, working with the county board, working with the county exec, working with the budget office all together, I think is really a good step for that. I think also seeing things that have worked, whether it's traveling beer gardens or some of our golf courses, and even what we're trying to do, and this ties into the funding thing, is rebrand ourselves so that we're not so institutional, but we're more parks are cool, parks are fun, developing an online store, finding other ways to reach our community in maybe ways we haven't, that can financially help us, but also maybe get that buy-in. So we're really trying to reach, bridge that gap, excuse me. So definitely need to be strategic and make sure that we have buy-in, with any new initiatives. And I think we've seen ones that have gone really well and ones that maybe didn't have the support. So then you go to the drawing board. But I'll tell you what, one of the things that I learned last year through the budget process, prior to me being interim, was just hearing some of people's good ideas, and I think that's awesome, and then taking those to heart and trying to establish some of those.
County Exec Chris Abley has described you as a man of vision. Do you think you'll be given the opportunity to exercise that vision?
I do. I honestly do. And I would say that I have felt a lot of support during the last, 6 months of being interim, where support from the executive and his staff and from the county board and their staff, from my own staff, frankly, and then just so many partners. I really have felt support and that I've been able to make decisions and be able to keep propelling things forward. So I really do feel that we're going to be able to do some great things.
So we spoke to a bit about friends groups. Those groups have strong feelings about maintenance and protecting.
Sure.
I think about people concerned about the Milwaukee River Greenway and the balance that was struck just recently at one of Milwaukee County's southernmost parks, Falk Park, which is rich in ephemeral wetlands and wildlife, and it happens to bump up to the new IKEA.
Sure.
You know, that was a balancing act.
Sure.
So as you move forward, do you think, because of the richness of both the number and the quality of our parks, that you're going to need to prioritize, like go from one major issue to the next in terms of tending to the individual needs and qualities of each park? I mean, that seems undoable.
Well, what it comes down to is, and it's always a learning process for everyone, but I'm going from being the chief of operations, where I focused a lot on physically on how best to get things done. And what my staff, especially over the last few months, has allowed me to do is to be able to take a little bit step back and start thinking about that bigger vision, as we kind of started to talk about, to figure out what priorities we have to address now, what are some things, you know, 1 or 2 years down the road, what are we looking at for those 5, 10 years down the road. And the reason that I mentioned the park and open space plan is because it's going to be very important to help us see Milwaukee County, and not just Milwaukee County parks, but all of the recreational and park amenities within it, to see what that actually physically looks like. And then, like I said, if there's gaps or if there's duplication, are there things that that we can glean from that can help us in our capital project planning, but even our day-to-day operating? And then, you know, are there partners out there that can help us that we haven't even thought of yet? And so that's why having that plan will be helpful to us, and will provide some recommendations. And, you know, there might be ways that we can partner, you know, with MMSD or the DNR or folks that we haven't even thought of yet. So it is going to be hard to prioritize, but I think we're getting to a point where I'm able to start thinking about some of those bigger picture things, and be able to help drive that vision and my intent. What I have been starting to do, but now that you know, the process is moving forward, is to be able to make that vision clear to my staff, but obviously the general public too.
So I realize you're just catching your breath to start the job.
Sure.
But one day, what do you want your legacy to be?
Well, I want to leave the park system better than I found it. I want it to be the number one park system in the state, and frankly, I want it to be the number one park system in the country. And I know that I'm going to need to establish those, you know, those standards and, you know, goals to get there. One of the cool things about our system is that about 10,000 acres of the 15,000 are natural, and about 5,000 are active, and all of those things are very important. But as we continue to you know, expand our system, I want to be able to protect the environment as best as we can. And I think that the founders of our system were amazing to protect as many river corridors and as much of the lakefront as possible. But when we have unique opportunities to be able to protect, you know, parts of environmental corridor or some of those things, or be able to provide services to folks that we haven't been able to do. Like one thing that I've been talking with various partners is wanting to have an all-inclusive playground that is something that able-bodied and non-able-bodied people of different ages, that it's just something that really is a destination. That's something that I really want to make happen. And so that's more of a what I hope to be an immediate thing, or at least within the next couple of years at least. But I see some areas for us to expand our opportunities. We've worked with Ramp Up Milwaukee to do accessible wheelchairs for, you know, Bradford Beach. We've worked with them for hand cycles, just being able to, again, provide access to as many people as we can.
Guy Smith was named as next director of the Milwaukee County Parks Department, pending committee and full Board of Supervisors approval. He spoke with Susan Bentz.